Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The transition year gap. Why is it your TY experience depends on this, depends solely on the school that you go to? From ski holidays to weekend trips in Paris and flying to Japan, we want to hear your experiences on the programme. It's 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Really interesting article in the Irish Times about this today. Kevin Shortall is the principal at St Aidan's Community School. Kevin, TY was introduced, reintroduced in your school about 25 years ago. How do you dictate what the syllabus or the curriculum will include for the students?
Hi, Andrea. Slight correction there. It was in the school until about 25 years
apologies.
Ago. And just reintroduced this year. Now, the reason for that, I wasn't principal at the time. I was a young teacher in the school. But at the time, 25, 30 years ago, school completion rates weren't then what they are now. And it was thought at the time that the students that chose TY, when their friends who hadn't chosen TY were leaving school, it was too much of a draw. And so there was a bit of a dropout among the students that had done TY at the end of fifth year. So the school at the time just felt that to remove it at that time. And I think it was the right decision at the time. Fast forward now to today, and that's different. School completion rates are almost 100% in every school. So it was the right time to reintroduce it. And so we reintroduced it this year.
Okay. Is it compulsory, Kevin?
No, it's not. No, it's not compulsory.
Yeah. And what's
demand very popular.
Like?
Well, we did one pilot class this year of 24, but already now next year, I think we're going to have probably two classes because such is the interest in it and because it's been such a success.
And in terms of the unique subjects that the students get to do, or the non... What's different? Yeah, sell it.
Yeah, well, you see, so TY is not curriculum-based. Now, I've been on the record as saying that the lessons that you learn in TY should be across the curriculum. They're far more important. We're moving away from an information-based learning system to personal development, well-being, team building, being able to be maturity, all those things. And that's what you really do in TY. You have that time for that to grow as a person. And, you know, why do it only one year? Why can't we do it? Well, everybody grows through school. But in TY, you really have that time, that space where the team collaborates as a unit and becomes strong together. And those interpersonal relationships, that interaction when they work on projects together, our TY's designed the TY program, said an awful lot about what they wanted on it. They pick their trips. They book their trips. They help each other with their leap cards. It's all, there's review. So there's real skills for life there, and there's just time where it's not just about make sure you learn this for the exam next week or next year.
Well, the focus is less on the academic work and it's more about the personal development and the teamwork, and I suppose a lot of that I think that seems to be kind of the general consensus around a lot of the transition year programs. I suppose one of the things though that struck me, and I've a couple of TY experiences stories coming into us here, Kevin, from listeners, and I'll get to those in a moment, but a lot of it does seem to depend on the school, you know, the particular school that you go to, you know, the trips that you get, whether it's a ski holiday. I had one parent telling me about Japan for their child for a week, you know. Like, I suppose a lot of that depends on the school that you're going to. And then a lot of the work experience depends often on who your parents know.
Correct. And, you know, what we don't want, I've been on the record in the past as saying that, you know, there's inequality among schools. And do you know who sees it the most is the students? Because they're far more connected than our generation are. And they're connected with, I could talk to a student, but they could be connected with a student on the far side of the city, or they'll know what's going on. So what we don't want is TY becoming like an episode of Cribs where we're going, we're going to Japan. You're only going to, you know, Galway. Or something. Nothing wrong with Galway. But what we don't want is, we don't want the perception that one school is the poor cousin of the other. And that's happening in schools. And I think we really need to talk about that and arrest that. Why does every student in one school get an iPad and another school doesn't? Now, it is down to parental choice and it is down to parental involvement. Mm. It's not that one school has money withdrawn on it from the department while another has a lot of money. But there are differences in schools. But I will say this. You know, the lessons that you learn in TY are crucial and they're free. The big trip, the marquee trip, that's kind of an extra. You know, going to Japan or going somewhere. No, we do trips. We had four students
last
week in Romania. but it was part of an Erasmus Plus programme.
Yeah, well, that's
so
kind of different.
But they didn't have to pay for it.
But did they do a TY trip?
We're doing a trip. We're doing a trip as well.
And where is that, Kevin?
We're going to Barcelona.
Right.
But what we were hoping was we got the parents together and we talked about it and we figured out ways to fund it. And what we made sure is that everybody was signed up to it. So what we didn't want was a situation where
come next year,
people say that I can't go.
Yeah, and that's
and then the
enough.
Other thing is, and I'm, I think, and look, this is not perfect, Andrea, because, you know, what we don't want is a student who say, well, I will do TY, but the parents saying, well, you can't because you can't afford
it.
So
I know.
We
and
really,
I well
really
believe
that's,
I well believe that could be an issue for a lot of parents. I actually have a parent. David is with us, Kevin, on the line as well.
Okay.
David, do you think transition year should be, like, should it be a year that's equally or funded equally for all students?
Well, it should be, but what Kevin was saying about the personal development, he's bang on there, correct. But is there no way of having that as a standard sort of curriculum for the year across the country? So that every school and every child that finishes transition year, you can actually say, yes, they've done maybe a first aid course, they've done a financial planning section. I like his idea about the trip and getting them to plan it. Health and welfare, you mentioned earlier on about the consent conversations earlier in your programme. So all that should be built into it. So it's the trips, as Kevin said, should be the extra. But I'd much prefer the trips to be planned around the students themselves sitting down, working out a budget, working out, well, Billy and Jimmy are going to figure out how we're going to get there, and Jane and Mary are going to figure out where we're going to stay, and it becomes a project for the year.
Mm.
You know, like, it was too much of a variance, not only in the trips, but in what actual each individual school is doing. Now, Kevin could correct me on this, but is there a central sort of guidelines even laid down by the department that said you must cover the following six or seven different things?
Is there, Kevin?
Yes. So there are new guidelines coming out which will be mandatory from next year. Now, we designed our TY based on them this year. Now, there's still a lot of latitude. It's more to do with the amount of time that you devote to core subjects and so on. So there's still an amount of freedom that you have to design your course. Now, I will say that a lot of schools do the same type of stuff in TY, the first aid, the personal development, all that kind of thing. Like TY programs, the schools across the country would put a lot of effort into making sure that it is a really key learning time for students. What you brought up there at the start, Andrea, about the differences in work experience and the differences in trips, I think it would be a very good idea to have much more stringent guidelines around that.
Yeah.
And maybe what I'd suggested was a central, maybe government-led database of work experience. So you sign up to a hub and you're placed. You could do that easy. You could have companies that sign up for the national TY programme.
Something like CAOs or sort of administrators.
CAO is based on merit. This would be much more to do with, if you're enrolled in TY, you sign up, you state your interests, and then you have a number of options. It could be the same with trips as well.
On the trips, I want to read this text now, for instance. This listener tells me, we only went skiing in Austria for our TY trip, but the boys' school across the road, they got to go on a rugby trip to Fiji. They even had the cheek to come into our school and sell the raffle tickets to fund their trip. Where is the fairness in that? My favourite part about that text is the start, where she tells me that they only went on a skiing trip to Austria. Barbara Ennis is with me on the line. Barbara is the principal of Alexandra College in Dublin. Should TY be funded equally, Barbara?
Yes, it should be. Absolutely. Totally should be. And I have to say, I agree with everything that I've heard, including your listener, and some of the ideas being thrown out there, especially about the hub for work experience is a wonderful idea. Coming back to funded equally, I don't know why the emphasis here has been on trips, because to me...
Well, it's a big attraction, isn't it? You know, for the students, it's the big attraction.
No, I wouldn't think it is. It may seem to be a big attraction for them, but the net result of it all is that it causes terrible competition, huge pressure on parents, and as well as that, it never turns out to be the great trip that it's planned to be. There are much better things that you can do at a local level which don't cost that much money and which have much more
powerful
impact.
Like what, Barbara, would you recommend?
Well, like, for example, we emphasise in our TY the whole idea of community building, moving away from being, you know, an individualistic achiever to being somebody who works for and with other people for the well-being of the whole community. So most of our, let's say, extracurricular activities are based around that philosophy. So the first thing that we do when the girls come in to transition year, well, it's not the first thing we do, but it's one of the early things we do, is we take them on a bonding trip for a couple of days in Ireland, where they get involved in the outdoors and they work in teams with people that they may not always have been friendly with from first to third year. And when they come back from that after their 3 days, they're absolutely buzzing. They've made new friends, and that continues on then into the rest of the year. And we finish the TY with a similar type of kind of bonding trip where they go on a hike to Glendalough and they stay overnight, cook their own meals and come back to school the following day. And that works really, really well. Yeah. And the feedback that we get from the students is second to none.
It's a compulsory, actually.
And we don't do trips.
With you guys?
It is in our school. It is in our school. Yeah. And we don't do skiing trips, and we won't be doing skiing trips because in our school, parents are being asked to put their hands in their pockets to pay fees already. And we're not going to put any more pressure on them on top of that with a ski trip or any kind of a trip to the Rugby World Cup or whatever
Fiji.
Else the
That's
other schools might
have
be doing.
Been some transition year trip if that was an offer. I have another text here. My daughter was in TY last year and did it all. It cost an absolute fortune. My heart was broke trying to keep up with the money. Ski trip was nearly $2,000. Several plus other trips then as well. They too came home with a note for a trip for Barcelona in October of this year, which I felt was unnecessary, as she's now in fifth year. Right. I thought it would be a nightmare getting her to settle back in, but thankfully she is now enjoying fifth year. Like, that seems fairly excessive, Barbara, doesn't it?
It does. And look, can I just point you as well and listeners in the direction of the Guardian newspaper and also the Financial Times, who have both written up some really interesting pieces of opinion on transition year. And it's now beginning to get international recognition as something that is really different in the education system and that has absolutely great consequences for kids.
I am a huge advocate, by the way, just to let it be said, for transition year. I did it myself and it was probably my favourite year in school. I loved it. I got so much out of it and I would highly, highly recommend it to students. If Tricia is with us on the line in Meath. Tricia, have your children been through transition year?
Yeah, the whole lot of them have. And I have to say, I think it's fantastic. I know for mine, yes, there are trips, mine are finished now, but there were trips going on. But the kids found out about them in third year. So when they, you know, they knew about it maybe 6 months before they even set their junior cert. And then obviously they went into to TY. And the same thing, there was no pressure on the parents, absolutely none whatsoever. But we knew about it virtually a year beforehand. Their names got put into a hat because obviously so many kids wanted to do it. Their names were picked out. It was very, very fairly. Everyone can't do it. But what happened was that the kids who didn't get on the trip got first option the following year if they wanted to do it. So our trips for TY were the Camino. And they were the most amazing thing ever. My kids have said it was the best experience of their life at 16 years of age. And they would go back and do it tomorrow morning. They just absolutely loved it.
Okay.
But, you know, I just think for them, like, you do have to pay for your TY. But, you know, it's in around the £450. But in that, you're going to have first aid. You're going to have your driving skills. Every trip under the sun in our school, apart from the big trip, was covered. You know,
well,
all the buses, wherever they went.
Well, that's good.
And, you know, with the work experience, if you couldn't get work experience, they actually provided online courses where at the end of the year, you actually got a certificate to say you've completed them.
Oh, that's good. Dr. Aidan Clerken is with us as well, Tricia. I just want to bring Aidan in for a moment. He's a research fellow at the Educational Research Centre. I know you did some research into all of this, Aidan, but should it be funded equally across schools?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think what we want ideally is for every student in the country to have access to the same opportunities and the same resources. And that is something that has come out in research that I have done and that others have done as well, as being an issue. One study I did a couple of years ago, I actually surveyed quite a lot, about 5,500 students in a nationally representative sample around the country. So this was students from DESH schools and non-DESH schools, the DESH schools being schools that get additional resources because they're generally serving kind of more students from more socioeconomically disadvantaged backgrounds, compulsory optional TY and so on. one main finding that I think is just good to start with is overall students across the board were very, very positive about TY.
Yeah.
About kind of 75-80% said it was a great experience and they'd recommend it and all that. But on this topic of kind of resources and the quality of experience that students get, one finding that I found quite interesting was the students who did transition year in, for example, the DESH schools that would have often kind of more resourcing challenges, they had a great TY. There's no great difference between the students in the DESH schools and the non-DESH schools, but third-year students in DESH schools were a lot more cautious about transition year than third-year students in other schools.
Okay.
There was a much higher proportion of students in the DESH schools that said maybe they'd be interested in transition year, but they were kind of wary about, you know, would they get out of the study habit? Would it kind of end up being, you know, too long sort of out of that regime and, you know, of kind of being used to kind of going to class and studying and so on before the leaving cert, and then also financial implications obviously for them and their parents.
And that's the last thing anybody wants, is for, you know, any student to feel that they can't do transition year because they don't want to ask their parents to have to fork out for any of the additional expenses or costs or the trips that might come with it. Texter tells me their daughter is doing TY this year and is literally just back an hour ago from a student exchange programme to Philadelphia. They're now coming over for Paddy's Day. It has no doubt done her wonders already, and she participates in absolutely everything. It has built her confidence and given her independence that we could only have dreamed that she would have had about a year ago. Dr. Aidan Clerkin, Tricia, Barbara Ennis, Kevin Shortall, David, thanks a million for sharing your experiences with us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.